Welcome back to Lesson 11 in our mini-series where we are talking about being devoted to prayer when it's stale. Because let's be honest, sometimes we can feel like our prayer life is stale and stifled and stuck, and we don't know how to become fervent in prayer again, you know. And so, like I said in last week's lesson, it's sometimes those questions like, God, do you hear me? Like, God, why isn't it happening? Like, God, why is it taking so long? For some, that's some people's questions. For others, it's, God, thank you for answering my prayers. God, Lord, you're faithful, you know. And so right now, God wants to talk to the one who feels like, how can I be devoted when my prayer life, it feels like it's stale? And he wants you to know that there is an attack on your prayer life, because Satan doesn't want us communicating with God through Jesus and being assisted by the Holy Spirit. Satan doesn't want that because he knows he is defeated every single time. And so I want you to be encouraged by, it's coming, the scripture is coming to my heart from the book of Daniel, where Daniel was praying and he's saying, hey, I sent this angel Gabriel to you, and I want you to know that God heard your prayer as soon as you prayed. However, it's being held up in the spiritual realm. And so one thing I want, God wants you to understand and wants you to be encouraged by, is to know that he's hearing your prayer. If you are praying with a forgiving heart, if you are meeting, you know, what the things that block our prayers, because there are some things that block our prayers, right? But go back and listen to the prayer series that Pastor Piper did that I spoke about in Lesson 10. Again, that's at www.dchowchurch.com under the Sermon and Studies tab, page 2. That entire series on prayer where he walked us through Matthew 6:5, where the disciples said, Father, teach us how to pray. Because one thing that he talks about, that God has him to minister to us about, is what can be blocking our prayers, which can be a reason why it feels like your prayer life is stifled. And it's not a slap against you. It's not a hit against you. It's to just allow yourself to adhere to the ordinance of God so that your prayer life truly availeth much, and that you're not getting caught up in the duration, but in knowing that he hears you as soon as you pray. And the angel is coming by way of today to let you know that it might just be held up in the spiritual realm, but nevertheless, God hears, he sees, and he's on his way. He's coming to your aid. He's hearing your prayers. Amen? And so be encouraged in that. And another thing that God wants to help us understand when you feel like your prayer life is dry is that this is the benefit and the beauty of linking up with one another, to where somebody can stand in the gap for you, not just somebody, but your kingdom crew, okay, someone who is also righteous, someone who is also praying. According to James 5:16, he says, you know, confess your sins one to another so that you shall be healed, for the effectual prayers of the righteous avail is much. And so the ESV translation says the effectual prayer of the righteous has great power working. And so you want to make sure, if you feel like your prayers aren't reaching heaven, if you feel like your prayers are stifled, if your prayer life is dry, link up with others. Send in your prayer requests, okay, prayer@dchowchurch.com, or send them in to your kingdom crew, the people who you know are righteous, people who you know are godly, people who you know are truly praying to Jesus. Because some people can be praying and they're not praying to Jesus. They're praying to Allah, they're praying to Buddha, they're praying to Muslim, you know. And so you want to make sure your kingdom crew has people who are praying with Jesus. That's the power. The power is Jesus Christ and the working of the Holy Spirit, amen. And so we don't want to miss that. So make sure you're connecting and affiliating and associating when you confess your sin one to another, that it's another who is also a believer in Christ Jesus, who is clean in their heart, who doesn't care, unforgiveness in their heart, so that their prayers are availing much, so that there is great power working. Amen. So be encouraged. Confess your sins. Do you want to be healed? God is asking. Do you want to be healed? And if you do want to be healed, stop sulking in feeling like your prayer life is stale, because the attack on your prayer life is causing you to be like, look, God, Don't you see what's going on here? Don't you see the condition that I'm in? And God is saying, you know, so that attack, God wants you to know, is for you to be more opposed to prayer rather than being devoted to it. Because when we feel like prayer is stifled and when we feel like prayer is stale and that it's not being answered and so on and so forth, the attack on the prayer life can make one's heart become so discouraged about prayer that it seems like everybody else's prayer gets answered but yours or but somebody else's, you know. And God is saying that attack on your prayer life is causing a disruption in your devotion to prayer. It's causing a disruption to the key that is critical for your sustainability in and with Christ. In every element of our life, prayer needs to be there. And so if you feel like your prayer life is dry, tap into and confess to one to another, okay? Connect with somebody else. Do you want to be healed? So don't sulk and don't soak by yourself. Come and connect. Connect with the body. Send in your prayer requests to those who are going to tap into some great power to work on your behalf, to lift up your hands and to stand in the gap for you, even if it's unbelief working in your heart. Amen? Because God is saying that the enemy wants you to be opposed to prayer rather than devoted to it. And so I want to also leave us with this. Remember the resources, the tools, the books that you can add to your kingdom library. The Power of a Praying Woman and The Power of a Praying Man by Stormy Amartian. I pray again I'm saying her last name correctly. Also, if you are married, The Power of a Praying Wife and The Power of a Praying Husband are both great tools for you all to do together as a couple or individually to be praying for your spouse. Also, Fervent by Priscilla Schreier, Fervent, and it helps you to become more fervent in your prayer life. We have to access our tools, and also the sermon series on prayer that Pastor Piper did back in February of 2022, where he walked us through Matthew 6 and really highlighted and illuminated. God allowed him to do so much to feed, to nurture, to impart within us so much wisdom behind the power and the necessity of prayer, so that you don't get caught up in the trap of you being like, you know, opposed to prayer, but so that you remain devoted to it. And again, that is found at www.dchowchurch.com under the Sermon and Studies tab. And if you have to understand that sometimes you have to consider who's in the room. Who's in the room? Who is your prayer praying crew? Who's in the room? Because sometimes you're going to have to, you know, no longer go to your ungodly friend somebody, hey, can you shoot up a prayer for me? You know, you're going to have to understand that you can't just go to anybody trying to make some prayers available much, okay? And so as it was mentioned in Matthew chapter 9 around verse 25, I believe, Matthew 9 around verse 25, when Jesus came to the leader's house and the people were in the room and they were sorrow, they were crying, they were full of sorrow, they were full of, you know, grief and despair and distress, and Jesus appeared upon the scene knowing that he was coming to heal, knowing that he was coming to do the miraculous, and he had to send those people out of the room. Because it says in verse 24 that because the girl is not, that Jesus was telling them, leave, he said, because the girl is not dead but asleep. And they laughed at Jesus. They laughed. So the unbelief in who you're coming to with prayer, the people that are laughing, talking about, what, brother, you trying to pray for that? What, sister, you trying to pray that big of a prayer? You trying? Yes, I am. And so maybe if you're questioning the vastness of my God, then I have to put you out of the room. Then let me call on somebody else. Let me send in my prayer request to those who I know believe that the Holy Spirit will move on my behalf, that I pray to an outlandish God. See, you got to get fervent, or even when you feel like it's stale. See, that's the beauty of unity. That's the beauty of kingdom fellowship. That's the beauty when you can say, no, I'm trying to pray, and I need the miraculous to happen in my life, in my heart, in my mind, in my relationships, in my situations, in my finances, whatever the case may be. And so if you're going to laugh, if you're going to be full of sorrow and distress, and you're not going to be able to meet heaven with me, then I need to shift rooms. Do you want to be healed? In spite of you feeling like your prayer life is stale and stiff, do you want to be healed? Come on, connect and function in James 5:16. Submit your prayer request. Utilize your tools and resources that God dropped in your ear gate on today and saturate yourself. Stir up the gift of prayer that's within you. Amen? Because it's there. It's there. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, the prayer life is there. It's the weapon according to Ephesians 6. So put it on. Put it on. Keep praying. Utilize your tools to help you cultivate and come up out of being opposed to prayer and choose to be devoted, even through you feeling like it's stale. Devote yourself. Utilize your tools and resources. Amen. Amen. Can we say amen together? I will be back before you next week with the conclusion of our mini-series All Together and the wrap-up of Lesson 12. I pray that it has been beneficial, that it has been edifying, that it has been iron sharpening, that it has been an equipping, amen, and a reminder for you. God bless you indeed.